Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ivan De Jesus. Batting second. The center fielder, Jesus Figueroa. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Tracy. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Lenny Randle. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Steve Dillard. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike O'Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Randy Martz. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Randy Martz. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The right fielder, Roland Office. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Warren Cromarty. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Lee. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Charlie Lee. And now, play ball. Ivan De Jesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De Jesus takes first base on ball four. Jesus Figueroa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes De Jesus. The throw from Carter and he is out, Spear applying the tag. One out. Jesus Figueroa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Figueroa is hit by the pitch. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Figueroa moves to second. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Figueroa scores. Buckner moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Jim Tracy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tracy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. De Jesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Martz covering, for the out. Two outs. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tracy who is chasing the ball. Office reaches third base with a triple. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randle juggles the ball. That's an error on Randle. Office scores. Dawson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Cubs, 1, Expos, 1. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kingman. Carter reaches second base with a double. Dawson scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Expos. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tracy. Cromarty reaches second base with a double. Carter scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Expos. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Figueroa. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Cromarty scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Expos. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is walked intentionally. Charlie Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a fly ball into right field. Tracy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard takes first base on ball 4. Mike O'Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Berry strikes out. One out. Randy Martz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martz strikes out. Two outs. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesu is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. DeJesu hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-1 in the game. LaFleur hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-1 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Figueroa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roland Offis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 1-1 in the game, with a triple. Office hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randall juggles the ball. That's an error on Randall. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-1 in the game. Dawson hits a fly ball into center field. Figueroa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3. With the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jesu Figueroa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Figueroa is 0-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Figueroa takes first base on ball 4. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Buckner reaches second base with a double. Figueroa goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Expos. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kingman strikes out. Carter drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Kingman out. One out. Jim Tracy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tracy is 0-1 in the game. Tracy takes first base on ball 4. Bill Lee now pitching. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0-1 in the game. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Cubs 2. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cromarty. The throw from O'Berry and he is safe. Cromarty steals second. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Spear hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cromarty scores. It's 5-2, Expos. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Martz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dillard strikes out. One out. Mike O'Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Tyson pinch hits for Randy Martz. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesu is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. DeJesu strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cubs 2. The Expos will come to bat. Lee Smith now pitching. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-2 in the game. LaFleur takes first base on ball 4. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from O'Berry and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott strikes out. One out. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Office hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesu scoops it up and throws to first for the out. LaFleur moves to third. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-2 in the game. Dawson hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jesu Figueroa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Figueroa is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Figueroa hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Figueroa moves to second. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kingman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Figueroa scores. Buckner moves to second. It's 5-3, Expos. Jim Tracy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tracy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tracy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Buckner moves to third. Kingman moves to second. One out. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0-for-2 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to third for the out. Buckner scores. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. It's 5-4, Expos. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cubs 4. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Spear hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Parrish moves to second. Willie Montanez pinch hits for Bill Lee. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Hernandez covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Bonson now pitching. Mike O'Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Thompson pinch hits for Guillermo Hernandez. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive towards third. Parrish reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesu is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. DeJesu is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cubs 4. The Expos will come to bat. Dick Tidrow now pitching. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Figueroa who is chasing the ball. LaFleur reaches third base with a triple. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tidrow fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Office hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesu scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-3 in the game. Dawson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Jesu Figueroa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Figueroa is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Figueroa strikes out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Kingman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Tracy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tracy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tracy hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Carter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cubs 4. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Carter hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Expos. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cromartie hits a fly ball into center field. Figueroa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Randle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Randle reaches second base with a double. Larry Biotner pinch hits for Steve Dillard. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Randall moves to third. One out. Cliff Johnson pinch hits for Mike O'Berry. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Randall scores. It's 6-5, Expos. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Mick Kelleher pinch runs for Cliff Johnson. Mike Vale pinch hits for Dick Tidrow. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kelleher moves to second. Elias Sosa now pitching. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. DeJesus strikes out. Two outs. Jesus Figueroa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Figueroa is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Figueroa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kelleher moves to third. Vale moves to second. Woody Freeman now pitching. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cubs 5. The Expos will come to bat. Bruce Sutter now pitching. Mick Kelleher now playing second base. Larry Biotner now playing center field. Tim Blackwell now catching. Woody Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeman hits a fly ball into center field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. LaFleur hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kingman. LaFleur reaches second base with a double. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-4 in the game. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Office hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randall fields it and throws to first for the out. LaFleur moves to third. Scott moves to second. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-4 in the game. Dawson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry White now playing left field. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Freeman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Martin pinch hits for Jim Tracy. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Randall hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.